Get up with Hamish.
Yesterday, at about this time, actually, Steve from Cryo Queensland called through to set a bit of a challenge. What do you want me to do? You want me to jump into this machine for a little bit and you're going to cool me down?
I'm going to freeze you.
You're going to freeze me?
Yeah.
All right.
So, I don't think we're going to go with any of the other lower levels. So I think we're going to go the full level 3 minutes. Let's try and max the machine out.
All right. So the idea was I was down to my undies. I had to step into this cryotherapy machine for 3 minutes with it set pretty much to high, which, as it turns out, is very, very low. This is how it played out yesterday. I don't understand why you're so cold. Okay, so I'm here with Steve from Cryotherapy Queensland. How are you, Steve?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm okay. I'm a little nervous. You set the challenge, and that was for me to try your cryotherapy machine. Now, look, there are obviously lots of benefits to getting this done. Can you list off a few?
Yeah, mainly people with sports injuries and stuff like that. We can reduce the swelling. 3 minutes in our machine is worth 45-minute ice bath. And it's not just for sports people too. I myself have rheumatoid arthritis, and it is good for controlling my inflammation and keeping the pain down as well. So, yeah, it's for everyone, really.
Yeah, lots of benefits, which is great. So the rundown is I walk in there, I get down to my jocks, I get gloves and socks on.
Yes.
And then you put me in this chamber, I stand the whole time.
You stand the whole time, yes, and every 15 seconds you do a quarter turn, just so that we get the whole body.
Head sticking out the top.
Yes.
And what temperature are we looking at?
About minus sort of 45, 50, I think, to start with.
To start with?
To start with, yes. That'll be our pre-cool. And because you're an athlete yourself,
we'll
drop it down a fair bit to start with, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, look, it sounds great, and I could talk about it for ages and probably would prefer to, but we better get this cracking, shall we?
Yes, we should.
Jump in there. All right, let's go, buddy. Watch your head. I'm cold already, take me out.
Oh. How many seconds is that?
10.
So I'm now minus 75. Minus 75.
Minus 80.
Minus 80.
Still going.
And look, it's cold. It's cold, but I'm hanging on to my junk. And that's, I'm keeping that warm. That's the most important thing. I'm finding it hard to talk.
You're on triple digits now.
Oh, I'm feeling it in my legs, definitely my thighs.
5, 4, 3, 2. One.
All right, let's get me out of here.
Good job.
Minus 117, so you're not too far off the max.
All right, I've done the 3 minutes. Steve, would you call that successful?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
No, you got,
okay,
down to got down to a really good temperature.
So pretty much straight away, what I found was it's uncomfortable when you're in there. You're chilling your body down, all right? So that's totally understandable. So we talked about the benefits just before. Any other we missed out on?
Look, there's a lot of beauty therapy stuff involved there as well, with the body producing its own natural collagen. So, you know, like...
Just going to make me look better, is that what you're saying?
We can try.
So if anybody wants any more sort of information or whatever, I saw you on Facebook, but is that how people can get in contact with you?
Yes, we are on Facebook at CryoQLD, and we're also on Instagram at CryoQLD. We're now looking at taking bookings, so jump on the Facebook page. And, yeah, we've got the phone number there.
Mate, this is something I'd never thought of doing before. I wouldn't have done it unless you rang and challenged, so I thank
Excellent.
You.
No worries at all. Pleasure.
Talking right now, though, on 13, 12, 16, about the game Fortnite, because apparently it's taking the world by storm. 45 million people have subscribed to play the game online. That is insane. There are stories of people being hooked on the game to a point where they're not eating, they're not sleeping. And not even going to the toilet, as in going to the toilet. They're still going to the toilet, but where they sit, it's insane. Jesse is on the line. Jesse, are you hooked on the game? Do you know somebody that's hooked on the game?
I'm perfectly hooked on the game. I've been playing it since it's started up. It's really, really good, really, really fun. And I don't see what the problem is with like a lot of like the media trying to like shut it down and all the rest.
I think is it similar to when, say, Call of Duty first came out? Everybody was super keen on that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's essentially just a new game mode that everyone's loving.
So do you think, though, I know you said you're hooked on it, but how many hours are you playing a day?
A day, I finish work and then I go home and I'm playing about 4 or 5 hours.
Wow. And are you going without sleep in order to play this game?
Oh, no, definitely not. I'm not going out of my way to screw with my work life or life in general. it's just, yeah, that's my spare time in the afternoon, and that's what I like to do with it.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. And I think everything in moderation, but for you, you've got that time. It's not taking you away from anything else, so it's a no-harm situation.
No, that's exactly right. You shouldn't be going out of your way to screw over yourself for games in general.
Yeah. Look, I'm all for gaming, don't get me wrong, and healthy gaming is good too, if that makes sense, if there is such a thing. Just, you know, everything sort of in moderation and keeping it under control. You've got it under control. It's not ruining your life. In fact, you're enjoying it.
Exactly.
That's the main thing. Jesse, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it.
No worries.
We're going to move across to Maddie now. Maddie, do you know somebody that's hooked on the game Fortnite?
I absolutely do. My boyfriend is just absolutely obsessed with it, so much so that I have to remind him to eat.
Get out of town. Really?
Yeah.
Is it a case of he keeps playing and you spoon feed him?
No, not exactly, but I do have to remind him what time it is and to be like, hey, you haven't eaten in a couple of hours. And, yeah, normally then he'll stop and have something to eat, but absolutely ridiculous that he doesn't know what time it is and I have to remind him to eat.
Wow, that is amazing. Absolutely amazing. So is there an ultimatum coming at some point in time, or are you happy just to let him sort of play for a little longer?
Oh, it's fine for now, but just quietly, you know, if the game crashed and for some reason didn't exist anymore, I wouldn't be devastated.
You wouldn't be shedding any tears?
No, absolutely not.
There are certain things that you are not allowed to say to a single person these days. It doesn't matter how well-meaning you are. It's just not on. So I'm going to run through a list of five of them.
Number five.
You can't say this to a single person. I can't even imagine what it must be like to use dating apps. That apparently is not good. It's not good to say to a single person. They're only on there because they have to be.
Number four.
That's another thing you shouldn't say to a single person. You just have to find someone like my partner. They're so good to me all the time. Yeah, you're just bragging. That's just going to hurt feelings.
Number three.
I'd invite you in, but it's only for couples. That burns. That burns.
Number two.
Get a partner so we can double date. All right, rubbing it in once again, it's not good, it's not good. And the number one thing that you should never say to a single person...
Number one.
You're in prime baby-making time. Doesn't matter whether you're talking to a guy or a girl. That one definitely should not be said. Hey, thanks for listening to The Catch Up. I hope you found something worth listening to. And if not, I'm quite happy to admit that I am paying you to listen with Alpha Bucks Clues. So tomorrow, $1,000 up for grabs once again with Alpha Bucks just after 7. Thanks to DGT. Here are today's clues. We're going to use the letter B tomorrow. B. And your first three questions are, name a dog breed, name an instrument, and name a male music group. Or did you catch the news that Backstreet Boys are our next world-famous rooftop? Backstreet Boys. Can you believe that? Go to hit.com.au and become a Hit VIP to get on the list for that. That would be awesome. Anyway, I'll catch you in the morning. Have a great one.
Get up with Hamish. But if you missed something or want to hear it again, catch up at hit.com.au.